Blackstone Audio presents The Completed Autobiography by Benjamin Franklin. Compiled and edited by Mark Skousen, Ph.D. Dedicated to my wife, Joanne Skousen, our five children, Valerie Lee, Timothy Mark, Leslie Ann, Todd Franklin, and Haley Elizabeth, and all other descendants of Benjamin Franklin. Introduction. Had Franklin been able to write about every period of his life and all of his achievements, his autobiography would have been one of the most remarkable documents ever produced. Robert W. Moore. And yet he by no means left the great remainder of his life untold. Carl Van Doren. As a young reader, I was fascinated with Benjamin Franklin's success as an entrepreneur, inventor, civil servant, and philosopher wit. When I came to the end of his unfinished autobiography, I wanted desperately to read about his life in London as a colonial agent, his role in the Declaration of Independence, his service as America's first ambassador to France, and his part in creating a new constitution and a new nation. But it was not to be. The official autobiography of Benjamin Franklin ends abruptly in 1757 when he was just 51 years old. Another 33 years of his life were still to be recorded when he died in 1790, leaving out the...